My name is Trey. I am 12 years old. Today is November 28th. I am speaking with Haley, who is my sister. We are recording the interview in Shaler, Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay. I'm Haley Kostorek. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 28th. I am speaking with Trey, who is my brother, and we are recording this interview in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay, first question. Tell me about one of your happiest memories.
Probably.
Like, do you have one that you can think of?
When we got our dogs.
Which one?
Houston. Or no, Daisy, when I got to go and we drove out there while you were in the hospital. And we drove, me and Dad drove out there to, what's it called? Get her in, where was it? Ohio?
Ohio, yeah. Why is that, like, so?
Because she got to sit on my lap.
That's why?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say my, no, I don't really have. I'm just asking you. Okay, can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Our grandma. Mima.
Okay, and why?
Because I always go over her house after school.
What's your favorite memory with Mima?
After preschool, eating lunch every day.
What did you have? What would you, explain to them your lunch meal at Mima's house every day.
PB&J has to be cut into fours. Hummus and crackers. And yogurt.
And tell them what you do with your hummus and crackers and yogurt.
I open my PB&J, one of the forks, dip the hummus in the cracker, dip the cracker in the hummus, put it on the sandwich, and then put a little yogurt on top, and then put the other bun on top of it.
So basically, he just put all the food onto the PB&J sandwich. It was disgusting. Okay, next question. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
You, I guess.
You don't have to be, like, rude about it. You can just, you know, be sentimental about it.
You didn't really teach me any lessons.
But why am I someone who's had a big influence on you?
Because you're my older sister. I guess I have to learn from you.
Okay, but did, like, something that ever happened, like, really just...
Basketball, I guess.
Sports and stuff like that? Why?
Because I've watched all your basketball games. I guess I've learned from that.
Is it, like, the way I play or, like, the way I act? Like, what is it about my basketball?
Well, you play horrible. the way you act, I guess. I don't know.
Like, the way I...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Family and friends.
Can you go more in-depth with that?
What do you mean by that?
Like, what about, like, your family? So, like... What about your family you're so grateful for? Like, the memories,
yeah, the... Yeah, the memories.
Okay, and what about your friends?
The memories.
And, like, spending time with them and stuff? Okay, what is your favorite memory of me?
Oh, God. I don't know.
You don't have a favorite?
No, not really.
Your feet
on vacation.
Your feet smell so bad right now. You just
got home from basketball.
Yeah, they reek, bro.
On vacation, when we dance in the elevators coming home at, like, 12 at night.
That's your favorite memory?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Is there any, like, sentimental, like, like...
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Nothing? Okay. Okay, I want to bring this question in because I think it could be really funny, okay? Just the way you answer this, okay? Could you briefly describe, in your own words, your personal political values?
What does that mean?
Like, what's your thought on politics right now?
Trump 2024!
And go in more in depth.
Biden lies. I don't know. I could care less. I just go off what my parents say.
That is the worst answer I've ever heard in my entire life. You should have your own political views.
I should. I should have a podcast. How good my podcast could be.
Can you please get your feet
off my
chair?
Icy Tray.
Icy Tray.
Speaking facts with no caps. Icy Trey speaks facts with no caps.
And you've heard it here first. Icy Trey speaks cap with no facts.
No, coming. Facts with no caps.
Icy Trey speaks facts with no caps coming soon to a podcast station near you.
I'll be on Spotify. Most new podcasts in America.
Do you listen to music on Spotify?
Yeah.
Did you look at your...
Yeah.
What was your most artist?
Hold on. I took a screenshot.
Pull it up.
It's like Polo G.
I don't use Spotify, so mine isn't like that. You gotta come closer so they can hear me.
Hold on, bro. I'm finding that picture.
Martin and Gina.
My top artists were Polo G, Juice WRLD, Lil Uzi, Lil Baby, and the Killer Roy. I don't know.
My, you know who my top was?
What?
Take a guess.
All country music. Morgan Waller.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Was it any rapper? All country.
I actually don't remember. I just remember it was Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan, and Jason Aldean were to the top three. Okay. Continue on just a little bit more about you.
I play sports.
No, I'm going to ask you questions. If you could go anywhere right now, like you could hop on a plane, take a car ride, where would you go?
Hawaii.
Why? Have you always wanted to go to Hawaii?
Yeah. No, I want to go to
Do you
Bahamas.
Think we should go there next time?
No, actually, I want to go to, what's it called? What's that one? What's it called?
Bora Bora?
No. Oh, I'd love to. I want to go to, what's the one state that's in the middle of nowhere?
Montana?
No. Montana.
Idaho?
No, not connected. Alaska. I want to go to Alaska.
Why do you want to go to Alaska?
Because I watched Dude Perfect's video called Bucket List, and they like saw fighting bears, and they went quad riding, and they fished and climbed glaciers. It was so cool.
Interesting. Another question. What are your thoughts on me and my life right now? Do you like everyone that's in my life right now? Do you like me right now?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are your thoughts on my friends? Cool. This is a good one because you are always annoyed.
Oh! Stop touching me!
Oh, okay, guys. So, this past weekend, I was featured on You Got Mossed on ESPN.
Oh, my God.
For being an amazing flag football player.
Anyone could have made that catch.
Flag football
world.
Player. Go check it out. I'll post a link with this. Trey, what were your opinions on me being featured on ESPN? And you weren't.
So, let me get close to the video here. Anyone could have made that catch in the world. I could have made it blindfolded. It was literally a stupid catch. You're literally playing stupid flag football in the backyard. It's like, it's not even a real sport. I saw 10,000 other catches. No, actually, I saw about 20 other catches that could have been on that while I was watching NFL games. That could have been on there. That she didn't deserve that spot. She didn't deserve it. Anyone could have been better. I could have did it with my
So as you can tell here, people, someone is very jealous of my athletic abilities.
She didn't deserve that spot.
And the fact that he was not featured, he's a little mad about it. But it's okay, because we'll get past it. And we will smile and laugh about this someday. So, to conclude this interview, because we are almost done. Well, can you not be texting and typing during this interview?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to finish this interview, will you please give some final words of inspiration to me for my future and what you think I should do with my future? Seriously, I'm not joking.
I don't know. Be a nurse. Don't you want to be a nurse?
Not really a nurse. I want to go in the medical field. But what are your words of inspiration for me?
I don't know. That's such a stupid question. Just, like, do your thing.
Okay, like, what do you want to see me do when I, like, out when I graduate high school? Like, what do you want to see me go do? Like, where do you
Become
think
I'm... Become a nurse.
Yeah, but, like, college-wise, where do you want to see me go to college? Where do you think I'm going to go? Anything like that?
I want you to go to... I don't know. Whatever college you want to go to.
Is there any college that we went to that you liked the most for me?
I like the one. What was it called? High Point.
High Point? Oh my God, that's my dream school. Or I love FAU down in Florida by Uncle Michael.
I didn't like that one. That was stupid.
Okay.
Home of the Owls.
Owls. Okay. Well, thank you, Trey, for joining me on my interview today and letting me interview you so this podcast can be there for the rest of the world to hear.
And my podcast coming soon.
I see Trey. Facts with no caps. Okay, Trey, thank you. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, dude.
I was gay.